This is Rebel Girls, a KQED series celebrating the unsung women who helped shape today's Bay Area. I'm Ray Alexandra. Rosalie Ritz didn't just have a front row seat to some of the most famous trials in Bay Area history, she had the determination to share it with the rest of the world. Rosalie was a courtroom sketch artist, writer, and woman on a mission to make sure that the public knew what was happening inside courtrooms to the Bay Area revolutionaries of the 1960s and 70s. She covered the trials of Black Panthers, including Huey Newton, Angela Davis, and the Soledad brothers. She documented the high-profile prosecution of heiress-turned-urban gorilla Patricia Hearst. And when she noticed overzealous security at trials with Black defendants, she wasn't afraid to call it out and compare it to lax security at trials with white defendants. Throughout her career, Rosalie spoke openly, frankly, and without fear when she saw injustice. And she retained ownership of all of her courtroom sketches so that they could be preserved for future generations. Today, 14 years after her death, her sketches live on at the Bancroft Library at UC Berkeley. What Rosalie is less remembered for is the way that she championed Oakland artists at a time when almost nobody was. In 1974, she opened the Upstairs Art Gallery at 927 Broadway and called out what she referred to as the snobbery that left the arts in Oakland neglected in favor of San Francisco. Though the gallery was a scrappy endeavor, once described by the Oakland Tribune as a struggling, always dollar-short art colony above a pawn shop, Ritz successfully made a difference. In 1979, when the City of Oakland and the Labor Department awarded federal unemployment and seed money to the Oakland art community for the first time, it went to Rosalie and the Upstairs Gallery. She used the $100,000 check to hire staff artists at $700 a month. That's about $4,200 in 2022 money. In the end, Rosalie Ritz approached everything she did with a full-hearted determination that enabled her to live life on her own terms and in a way that sought to benefit others. "I just had a wonderful life," Rosalie said during her senior years. "It was a great ride. I always had a smile because I did what I wanted to do." For more on Rosalie Ritz and other Rebel Girls from Bay Area history, visit kqed.org/rebelgirls. I'm Ray Alexandra, KQED Arts.